Whenever you have a translation into another language, there are certain things and expressions that you just can't quite translate. Idioms and expressions and things like that. Like when you say, tell somebody to go to bed, right? A child would say, ich no guri spać, which literally means go upstairs to sleep. Or if you say, na żapa przez motyki, that means he's going after turnips without a hoe. So I think it means like you don't have the right tool for the job or something like that. I don't know. You're lacking something and you're trying to do something else. So anyway, there are things like that that we just, they just don't get translated. So I think about that with today's gospel. We have this scene where Jesus appears to the apostles, and they have this miraculous, they're out fishing, they haven't caught anything all night. He tells them to throw over to the other side, and so they after the right side of the boat, and they'll find something, they cast it in, they couldn't pull it in. So then Peter, John says, it's the Lord. And so Peter jumps in and he swims to shore. So they're having, after they have some breakfast, Jesus eats with them. He says to Simon, son of John, do you love me more than these? And he says, yes, Lord, you know that I love you. Feed my lambs. He says the second time, Lord, do you love me? Or Simon, son of John, do you love me? He says, yes, Lord, you know that I love you. He says, attend my sheep. And then he says the third time, Simon, son of John, do you love me? Peter was distressed that he said to him the third time, do you love me? And he said, Lord, you know everything. You know that I love you. Feed my sheep. So the part that gets lost in translation is in English, we have one word for love. But in Greek, which John was writing in, has a lot of words for love. And so there's the two words that are being used for love in this situation are, the first one is agape. And in agape, this is the word that Jesus is using when he says, do you love me? And agape is, for the Greeks, this was kind of this was the highest form of love. This was the self-sacrificing love. This was the love that gives everything for another. And so, but when Peter responds, he doesn't say, yes, Lord, I, or whatever form, I don't know how you'd say, agapao or something, I love you. He uses the Greek word philos. So I think it's like filio. And so it says, Simon, do you love me with a total self-giving love? And Peter responds, well, yeah, yes, Lord, you know, I'm your friend. I love you as a friend. And then, so he doesn't respond with the same form of the verb. He doesn't respond with the same form of love, that same self-sacrificing love, but actually a different form. Not that the love of friendship is bad or anything like that, but this is not the question that Jesus is asking him. So he asks him again, and Jesus uses the same form of the verb, and again Peter replies, not with the same form of the verb that Jesus uses, but he uses the philos form again. So then the third time that Jesus asks him, he asks him, basically, do you love me as a friend in this? And so again, Peter is getting distressed at this. But there's a nuance in the language, again, that you don't really pick up when it's translated into English. And so I think that thinking about that is all those different forms of love. You know, when we use the, you know, we can say, I love ice cream, you know. But I love ice cream in a different way than I love my mom. You know, those are two completely different things. You know, but yet we use the same word to. So when we as Christians say, I love Jesus, you know, what does that love look like? And what do we mean when we say, I love Jesus? And because this is kind of, this is what I think Jesus is inviting Peter to really to reflect on is his love for him. And what does that love look like? Because we already know that, you know, when push came to shove, you know, Peter was all bold and he said, yeah, you know, Lord, I will die for you. And yet when it came to that, you know, three times, you know, Peter's denied him. And so again, what does our love for Jesus look like? And what do we mean when we say I love Jesus? Do we love him as a friend? Do we love him as, you know, like we love pizza? It's nice to have him around, but if he's not there, oh well. You know, is it, you know, what do we mean when we say I love Jesus? And so I think that what Jesus is really inviting us into is a deeper relationship of love, because our human hearts are only filled with love when we have that highest form of loving, when we have that self-sacrificing love, when we lay down our lives for the other, and when we lay down our lives for Jesus, when we give everything to follow him, it is then that we find that fulfillment in our lives. So just really, as we think about that this week, you know, how do we love Jesus? And, you know, in one of the ways that we can kind of check is how do we love others? You know, Matthew 25, you know, Jesus says, whatever you did for the least of my brothers, you did it for me. So how we speak about others, how we act around others, how we sacrifice for others gives us an indication of what our relationship with, because when we love Jesus and when we see and love Jesus and others, you know, we are loving him. And so, again, how do we love Jesus? What do we mean when we say, I love Jesus? And as we grow in the depth of our love for Christ, and as we really strive for that highest form of love, it is then that he will fill our hearts with that love.